in an emergency situation.
Well, I can tell you, emergency situations actually happened. When this kid was in a junior in high school, one night, about a night like tonight, it rained. It was in the third day of June. We had a buddy that would come over to our place every night. Practically every night. If this boy wasn't over to his place, he would be over to our place. On this night, it was a rainy night, and he comes driving in, this boy, with a brand new Dodge car. And the boys was just juniors in high school. Yeah, they were juniors that year. And always went out together. And right down the road, you noticed when he was over at his place, there's a blacktop road that goes off down there. It turns to the left, is on 30. It just angles off straight west at that place. There's a road.
Yeah, yeah.
And right down that road, there's about as dangerous a railroad crossing as there's in this country. And these two boys gets in that car and go down there, and a train hits them. Hits the car, kills the other boy, and John rode from where that train hit 120 rods down the track on the front. The car was wrapped around the front of the engine, and the whole car was demolished except the seat that John was sitting in.
Sure.
And the train rode that far before it got stopped. They clocked it, I forget how many seconds it took it to come from Plymouth to that crossing, which is 3 miles west of Plymouth. I think it was rated to be doing 92 miles an hour when it hit the kids.
Wow.
Well, the boy, his pal, never knew what hit him, but John didn't know what, and to this day, don't remember of that train hitting him.
Hmm.
And after the rain, that happened right out of rain, it was raining, I got into my car and we farmed this next place up the road here, and I had hogs over here. I come over here and to look after these hogs, and a neighbor down a mile west there come over. He followed me. When I get over there, I seen car lights coming. It was just getting dark. And I thought, I wonder who that car is. It's a seldom traveled road here. This guy drove in and said, Paul, he said, John was hitting an automobile accident. And I said, well, I'll follow you over there. No, he said, get in the car. He said, you can't drive. I said, why not? I can drive. He said, well, I don't want you to. He got me in the car, and I said, well, I'll drive my car back home. Anyway, I drove it back home, and he took me in his car, and we went down to the head of the train. And there was two ambulances sitting there, and the car was, everything was sitting there, just. And I said to one of the undertakers that was there, I said, where's John? And he said, I don't know. And I couldn't figure where John was. And then somebody took him to the hospital. Well, I said to this guy, I said, take me to the hospital. And we went to the hospital, and I found him in the... But in the meantime, I stopped at home. Now, my wife's heart condition was pretty bad at that time, and I just told them that John was in the hospital. I heard him and Raymond had a wreck, and I'd go up and check and see. And so my daughter passed out right there.
Yeah.
She just fainted away, but my wife didn't seem to affect her a bit. She wasn't excited. On a case like that, but of course I went to the hospital and I